have to say, you know, the moments where we're all on stage together, there's a number of group songs that we have and dances that we have. I've loved working on the Fezziwig dance with everyone together on stage. I think mostly the group stuff for me has been really, really great, just surrounded by such warmth on stage with all the people that I grew up with. I think those have been my favorite parts, those groups.
I'm hearing that you get to work with family is what it sounds like.
Yeah, basically, yeah. There's a number of resident artists in the show that, you know, I've grown up with, and people that have come back, you know, after leaving A Noise Within for a little while, and it's just a really nice little reunion, and getting to work with all my friends and family. I mean, I really couldn't ask for anything more. And getting to work on a wonderful play, Dickens, is just amazing. So the combination of those two things is a dream.
Tell me about qualifying as resident artist. What do you have to do?
Well, you have to be around, around the theater, and having been in a number of productions for an extended period of time. And, you know, I started doing shows there when I was very young, when I was maybe 7. I was actually in a production of A Christmas Carol as the turkey boy.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. I'm kind of upset that I'm not the turkey boy anymore, but it would be a little odd. It would be an odd production. No, as a resident artist, I think, you know, you had to have been with the company for a number of years and been in a number of productions and been helpful and supportive and, you know, all of that. And sort of, you know, you work for it. You really do. And in terms of being there and being in shows and all of that and having a great rapport with everyone, I think that's what it takes.
If anything, I would think it'd be more of a challenge because your parents are the directors than otherwise, because I bet they're going to be tougher on you than anybody else.
You know, I know. I don't find that they are, you know. They're actually, one would think, you know, that they would sort of be tough on me, but they've always been super supportive and sort of treated me like, you know, I was a professional and treated me like everyone else. Which is sort of the only way that this relationship can work in many ways, of all of us working together.
What's your absolute favorite memory from that first performance as the turkey boy?
Oh, man. I think when I got a laugh, I said, get on, and everyone laughed. I think there was something in that I was just like, wow, this is pretty incredible. If this could happen all the time, that would be wonderful. And I guess I sort of, my mom was telling me that I left the stage and tried to figure out what I had said that made that line so funny and to sort of maybe replicate that every night just to make sure that I would get a laugh. So.
And so a star is born. How fun.
Yeah.
What is the preview night going to be like for you? Take me backstage in your imagination, would you, and just tell me what that feels like.
The first preview. Very nerve-wracking backstage. I like to do warm-ups and sort of get myself prepared, get in the world of the show. And as you're backstage, you know, it sort of sets in, you know, what you're about to do. And it's almost like before you participate in a marathon, you're like, well, I have all of this ahead of me, and I'm ready and I'm nervous and, you know, I wish for the best. And the second that you step on stage, it's like all of that is gone. The second you look into your partner's eyes on stage, it's just, you know that you're safe. But beforehand, you know, of course, you're hyped up and you have so much energy, but you're nervous and just so many things are going through your mind. But it's just so funny how the second that you step on stage or a few minutes in, you're like, okay, I can do this, and here we go.
Allison, thank you for your time today.
Of course. Thank you so much. This was great.